This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day, enjoying the tournament updates as you get them. Maybe you're just at home chilling, watching it on TV, listening to the G-Bag Nation cracking coldies. If that's the case, then you won. You won day one of the tournament. That's for sure. Let's get a full recap. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, and you can win day two by going to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless tomorrow off 121, 2-7, G-Bag Nation, a madness party. It's going to be fantastic. We'll see you there. We got the madness in action right now. 12 seed McNeese State up 48-29 on the 5 seed Clemson Tigers. Under 9 minutes remain. Clemson had like 13 points in the first half. Truly embarrassing. Will Wade, the McNeese State head coach, has already said, yeah, I'm talking to other programs. All signs point to him going to NC State, unless, of course,
he gets a better job than NC State.
Texas, bro. If you're Texas right now, why aren't you gunning for old Willie Wade?
Let me tell you, we had Will Wade at LSU.
He's the man.
He was a year before NIL. He really was.
But he was also ahead of his time.
He was. He Will Wade is a whatever it takes guy.
Yeah.
And I miss him at LSU.
By any means necessary, Will Wade wants to win. Yeah, he will get your program.
But he's very honest. I mean, they asked him, the guy tried to soft sell, like, be real quiet with the question. He's like, no, I'm talking to North Carolina State. Likely, you know, going to go there. You know, my players know that.
What's great is if Will Wade does go to NC State, he's playing Clemson every year. They're going to be in the same conference. Texas might be trying to go get Pitino.
Ooh, we're going to get to Rick Pitino here in a second, but I got to say, Walchuk,
that'd be spicy.
I love it.
It's a dream for the Chief. Where there's a will, there's a Wade.
Yeah, that's right. I'm cool with either one of these. If you're Texas, that's a win-win scenario. If you can get Will Wade or Rick Pitino, you're high-fiving with your boys. Now, also McNeese State, we discussed their student manager who's taken over the internet.
Yeah,
with popularity.
They're showing him a lot during this game.
They call him Aura.
Aura.
He's got like 3 or 4 NIL deals for a student manager to ever pull that off.
He's that guy.
He is that guy. He's so much that guy that the cheerleaders right now in this game that we are watching are all wearing shin-high socks with nothing but the Aura's face on it. So student manager's got his face on all the socks of the McNeese State cheerleaders right now.
Living the dream.
Yeah, while they're running it up on Clemson in round one. It's a 12 seed. How about this guy, man? He's getting
it done.
A ton of airtime, and he deserves it. He really does. Glue guy. Talk about glue guys.
Can't have enough of them.
That's their hedgy.
Might be the ultimate glue guy. Okay, now to the bracket we don't care about, but for about 13 seconds we do care about it. Here's the NIT moment between Dayton and Florida Atlantic, where a fan in the stands was cheering so loud that the play-by-play man couldn't hear what his color analyst was trying to tell him.
Different look when these two guys come in. And when the guards are knocking shots down, they're awful. Florida Atlantic's awful tough to guard.
So I couldn't hear you. I was listening to that person getting murdered in the third row. Santos lays it off the window.
He went with the murder word right there. Obviously, that was spontaneous, and maybe he'd like to walk back the murder word, but yep. He's also kind of on to something. That felt like that didn't feel like a cheery scream. That felt like a painful one. Mm.
It was at least an assault, you know, probably with a deadly weapon, is what that report sounded like to me.
Yeah, just some general violence, maybe not full-fledged murder. Now, we bounce around. Louisville got bounced out.
Yep.
As the 8 seed. Congratulations to Creighton, who I believe in my bracket that I don't remember much of.
They're the Blue Jays?
I think I had Creighton them advancing, at least in round one.
I think I did a little flippy-floppy there. I took Creighton into one bracket, Louisville in the other.
I like that.
I was hedging.
I love that.
Should have damn taken Creighton in both.
But what was awesome
basketball
today.
Basketball experts over here.
Thank God we got to see this at least once. James Scott, one of the players on Louisville, had busted his face up back in February. I mean, blood gushing in the middle of a game, losing teeth. I can read the rest of it.
Was he diving for a loose ball? Did he get elbowed in the face?
Yeah, I think it was a diving situation. Both teeth were knocked out, front teeth, and then it got pushed so far up into his gum that they had to go in and extract pieces from his gums.
Oh, Lord, crap. That sounds
it
brutal.
Was more extensive than just that, getting your tooth knocked out, which is pretty extensive anyway.
I've fallen after a night of drinking, and I thought I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that and the Avis parking lot. I thought you.
The Avis parking lot hurt. I'm not going to lie. That hurt.
So this dude had to go with a face mask. He had some Louisville classmates that are like designers of stuff, and they made him a Hannibal Lecter face mask.
Badass.
And that's what he was wearing while his team got bounced out of the round one.
Like a leather mask?
It's not leather, okay. But it gives you, it's either Bane.
The impression,
you know, if you're a Batman sure. guy, you're going to think sure. Bane. Yeah. If you are a Hannibal Lecter guy, then you're going to think Hannibal Lecter. But either way, it was probably the coolest like face protector mask that I've ever
him wear
seen.
It?
Yeah, they let him wear it. It was all blacked out. It was like from right under his eyes all the way to the chin. How cool is that, Walter? You seen that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's intimidating.
I mean, as far as the masks go, yeah, that's a badass one.
I mean, you have to embrace it, I feel like, is what I learned from this story. You know, you can go with, the sort of mask to be protective and feel awkward and like, oh, I want to discard this thing because it's bothering me. But if you embrace it and own it and make it something intimidating, you know, like the hockey goalies did, mm-hmm. next yeah. thing you know, you got something really cool going.
Now, we have a man of honor that we have to appreciate, Mark Pope, head coach of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Salute.
Did he pay off his? Did he pay for the gas?
Seems like he's coming through.
He's paying for gas.
When it comes to paying for gas, he teed it up to all Kentucky fans. Basically, like, hey, our game's in Milwaukee in round one. I want you guys to show up and show out. And so, if it takes me paying for your gas to get here, road trip it.
Wow.
Let's do this thing. Well, then immediately he's getting peppered with, of course, college kids looking for a handout. Go watch their team. Let's go. I'll drive as far as it takes.
What percentage actually got gas to go on the roadie and what percentage got two cases of beer and a pepperoni pizza is my question.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Sticks at-
yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think so basically, he has like his assistant lady, Megan Summers, is out here emailing back all the people that sent in their requests. And what they have to do is take a picture that and prove that they have tickets to the game already.
Okay.
And then once you prove that you've got those tickets, then in some way, it looks like they're going with Venmo, because she asked at the end of the email, hey, what's your Venmo? And we'll float you a flat rate gas money. So what are we thinking? Are we thinking $50? We thinking a 50 pop if they're just going flat rate gas money?
How far away is it?
Well, you don't know.
As of today.
Because you could be going from anywhere in theory.
Yeah, as of today, though, gas is $2.69 a gallon in Kentucky.
And we're going to ballpark 25 miles to the gallon, right? So how far does that get you? A couple hundred miles? I think $50 is fair.
I'm guessing he's just floating out of 50 to everybody.
Full tank pretty much for a lot of people.
Yeah. That makes some sense.
Why wouldn't you? Okay, I see. I mean, it's not from Lexington. Is he doing it just from Lexington?
No, it's from anybody. Because one kid was like, hey, I don't know if he's on spring break or something. He was like, hey, I'm in Florida right now, but I'm ready to road trip it with my girlfriend to the game in Milwaukee if you're going to float me the gas. So,
but they had to buy the tickets.
But they had to buy the tickets. Yeah, you have to prove that you have the tickets. But
if you were driving from Lexington, I thought he would do that.
Now, from Florida, if I'm that kid, I need $400 or $500
worth.
Yeah,
he ain't getting that.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive.
Right. Yeah, he's not probably going to cover the whole ride there, but... Nonetheless, still pretty cool for Mark Pope.
Get the party started.
I wonder what the numbers are going to look like at the end of it all. Like, will we get the big reveal?
I was kind of thinking
how much he dealt out.
I was thinking that he was like, if it was coming from Lexington, that you could go to this gas station, you know, go to my Shell station here, check out my guy, and then fill up. And then they'll take care of it that way.
Get a little advertising kickback on it.
Like you get
a little write-off for your business.
You get a deal. Like I was looking for like Louisville, or not Louisville, Lexington gas stations and stuff that he would partner up with.
Well, as we saw last night in the UT game, if you can get a home crowd going in these tournament environments, it can be a big boost.
Ruckus.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was like lighting a bonfire drenched in gasoline.
I wonder how much Auburn is excited that Louisville got bumped out, because that was in Lexington. They would have had to take Louisville in round two, but you take on what is probably the better team in Creighton. Mm. So, but at least they won't have that home court advantage, if you will. Now, to my favorite coach in college basketball right now, of course, it is Rick Pitino. Maybe he arrives in Austin by the end of March. That would be pretty exciting. But after Bratislava had mentioned this the other day, after the Big East tournament over the weekend, they win it, and then Rick Pitino was asked how he was going to celebrate, and this was his response.
How do you celebrate tonight?
I'm going to drink a quart of Jameson's.
No. St. Patty's Day.
For you.
No. A quart, huh?
How much is a quart?
A quarter of a gallon?
Radio guys got stumbled, but I tell you what.
Don't ask us math.
I'd eyeball it at a third of a gallon.
I was looking right at you because I know you know.
he can eyeball that stuff.
Yeah, I can eyeball work.
Let's look it up.
Well,
that's about a fifth right there. Bring that
back. One quart equals 32 fluid ounces.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's four cups.
Okay.
Yeah, quarter gallon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quarter gallon. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Okay, so he says that.
It's a healthy amount. Like, you get a quart of beer.
That's a lot, bro.
You're sitting a good amount of beer.
He said he drank two beers, though, they asked him a follow-up, and he said he only had two beers.
And see, we leave
trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
Two quarts.
He's got an opportunity to get more than that, because after Rick Pitino said he'd celebrate St. John's Big East title with a quart of Jameson, the company noticed. If the Johnnies reach the quarter finals, the Elite Eight, They're sending him a custom barrel of Jameson, plus a big celebration for SJU fans in NYC. So they're going to be hosting some giant Jameson party for the Johnnies and their fans. And then I guess Rick Pitino is going to get his own court.
He coached at Kentucky, so he knows about the barrels of whiskey.
That's perfect, because we have $4 Jameson shots tomorrow at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers.
In the name of Rick Pitino.
We might have to have one, in honor.
Yeah, absolutely we do. I'm totally down for that. By the way, St. John's stat of the day, at one point this season, they won a game where they went 1-for-21 from the three-point line. It just showed you the type of team that they are. They're violent, dude. They're tough. They want to just dunk on your face and remind you about it. Sure, they may go 1-for-21 from downtown. That's not what this is about. It's about punishing you and embarrassing you with physicality. And that's what I love about Rick Pitino. I also love John Calipari, and I believe he has an opportunity to take on Rick Pitino. Coach Cal is what I said.
No, I like the inflection on the Calipari.
It might be Coach Cal versus Pitino in round two. We might be getting that.
Arkansas.
But Coach Cal's already in his bag right now, making fun of reporters. Take it away, Coach.
Here up front.
Did you get a haircut?
I did, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it look good?
No, but go ahead.
Damn, dude. On fire. I love the confidence. Tough, dude.
Covering the beat.
Bold. That's the type of confidence you have when you know you're taking on the Kansas Jayhawks in round one and they suck so bad.
Are there real rumors that he could come coach the Longhorns?
Oh, I just think Walchuk pulled that out of his giant
rear end. I pulled it out of my rear, and then I asked my horns guy. I think they're actually going to go after Sean Miller, who beat them last night from Xavier.
Sweaty man.
Seems like a good coach.
Man, he was going to get let go at Xavier, though.
No, he's a hell of a coach. I mean, he's done a great job at Arizona.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Clearly with Xavier, they might go on a run here.
Well, you know, Pitino coached at Texas Western and Blue Chips. Mm. So I thought, you know, maybe he wanted to come home. He's obviously a Texas guy. You know?
Come back home. I'd love it. I think Pitino at Texas would be awesome.
Yeah, it's a perfect fit. Thank you, Wolchuk. Or thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Wolchuk in the top 10 at 420 coming up next. What's the subject matter?
All right, so I had to make two different polls here. The first poll was a tie. I eliminated two options out of the four. And now it looks like the winner is the top 10 best offseason moves in the NFL so far. Let's crap on this list from Cody Benjamin, because I think he screwed this up. That's next in the Nation.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.